Okay, we are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rev Misharshia. So let us just remind ourselves what we've said. We saw a very interesting deal as to when we have a Machlikas Tanoim, we have a Machlikas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Machlikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. How do we paskin when we have these classical, famous, common Machlikas Tanoim? We mentioned two tzadim in Rav Elchanan. That is the question, that when we say, are we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir, is the pshat, because Rabbi Yochanan checked all of those places out and said, you should know in all of those places, Rabbi Yehuda is correct? Or was it more Rabbi Yochanan saying a general statement that Rabbi Yehuda has a maila in Chachma over Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan went the second way? So what comes out from those klalim is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda halachak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi halachak Rabbi Yossi, obviously Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi halachak Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara had a shaila, what about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? The Bavli left it as a teiku. The Yerushalmi said that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, and we said some reasons why. So says the Gemara, Amr of Mishashia, Lesneo Lahani Klali, we don't hold of these Klalim. It's not true. Meaning there are times, let's say when we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudin, we're Paskin like Rabbi Meir, and so on. So the Gemara is going to try give six attempts, six rayas, I should say, to Rabbi Mishashia, each time we're going to be Deichet, as to what is his proof that we do not hold of these klalim. So, let's know lahani klali menale ilar mishan shaha ile mimi hadis nan. If it's from the Mishnah, which we saw, Rav Shimon, which we just had recently, Rav Shimon, Eimer, Lamad, Avadeimer, Gimachat Seiris, Hapsuches, Zulazu, we spoke about a case where three people ventured outside of the Tchum, and the Chachamim said they only have Dalat Avos. And we mentioned if there's three people, and the two outer ones overlap with the inner one, so then they're allowed to eat together, but the two outer ones are not allowed to eat together. And Rabbi Shimon said, "Lamad over there, Malikim Machatzeis of Pesukos Zilazu, Pesukos Zilashu Zarabim, Irbu Shtai Machatzeinois." If you have three Chatzeis which open up to Rishu Zarabim, and the two outer ones were Ma'arif with the inner one, he mutaris imahen. The inner one, the middle one, is mutar with the outer ones. The he mutaris ima, and they are mutar with it. Whereas the outer ones are Surah Zum Zu, Va'amar Abhama Bar Gur Yamarav Halachak Rab Shimon. Says Abhama Bar Gur, we paskin like Rab Shimon. So that goes against our Klalim. That's to say that we paskin like Rab Shimon, because says the Gemara, Man, Uman, Polig Alei, who argues with that sheet of Rab Shimon? Man, Polig Alei, Rab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues, if you look at Rashi about 5-6 lines before the lines become wide, man palagalei Rabbi Yehuda, the who have a stam bar plugte, the normal bar plugta, the one who argues with Rabbi Shimon, is Rabbi Yehuda. So there's an assumption that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Lishnachrina man palagalei Rabbi Yehuda, the who airi la'el mina. Rabbi Yehuda emalei is a ruach shiirtza. And so on. So either it's an assumption that Rabbi Yehuda argues, or it makes perfect sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who argues. Says the Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and we still see, says Rabbi Chama Bar Gur B'Shem Rav, that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon. So and that says the Gemara. Now really we could really just answer this question and say that originally we said a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And here this is a maimer of Rabbi Chama Bar Gur B'Shem Rav. So maybe you're right, Rav disagrees, but Rabbi Yochanan says what he says, which in essence is what the Gemara is going to do later on. But the Gemara says a different answer. The Gemara says, to look to see, Says the bottom Rashi. If it says explicitly Alachik Reb Shimon Itmar, so that will be the case that we pass in Reb Shimon. When did we say that if you have Machlekes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon we pass in Reb Yehuda? There's no hachra in the Gemara. There's no clear decision in Pesach in the Gemara. Then we'll say that we pass him like a Yehuda, but here it's Mufurish that we pass him like a Shimon. That's not what we were referring to. Fine. So you don't necessarily have a raya or a misharsha from that. So says the Gemara, another attempt. Ela miha desnan. Okay, so we will try and bring a raya from the Mishnah later on. Irshal Yachid Venasis Shal Rabim. So there is a big Machlekes Rishonim, already a Machlekes Rashi against many other Rishonim as to how to define this, and we'll see this more in depth later on in the test. But for now, I mean, there's a discussion as to how to define what Yachid and what Rabim means. Rashi learns it means, Irshal Rabim means 600,000, like we've seen many, many times in this Masechta. And we also saw that that's Shittas Tesis. In Shabbos, we saw that the Shittas Tesis is also like Rashi, that you need to have 600,000 in the city in order for it to be considered a Rishis Rabim. So that is the way Rashi is going to learn this. Other Rishonim say it has to do with ownership, if it's owned by Yachid, if it's owned by Rabim. But we'll see the sigil a little bit later on in depth. But just see the basic concept. Yishol Yachid Vinasa Shol Rabim. Ma'arvinas kula, you can be ma'arv the whole thing, meaning no one needs to be left out of the Eruv, and you can be ma'arv all of the rechayvais and the mavois together in order to be metalto. You can be ma'arv the whole thing. Whereas rabbi, but if originally it was an irshal rabbi, manasseh shal yachid, ein ma'arvin es kula, you're not allowed to be ma'arv the whole thing. Elim gain osa hutzala, unless you make a little exclusion, keir hadasha should be Yehuda, and the exclusion there has to be an area which is excluded from the Eruv, from the Eruv HaTzer, Shetupim Uvois, a section like the size of Ir Hadasha, which is a place in Yehuda, sheyesh ba chamishim deyurim divrei Reb Yehuda. So if it was an Irshal Rabbim, we'll see Rashi in a second, it was an Irshal Rabbim and then it became an Irshal Yachid, which again, according to some Rishonim, means it was publicly owned and it became privately owned, or it had 600,000 and has less than 600,000, then you need to exclude a particular section of that city from the Eruv. We'll see Rashi in a second. That is Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says it doesn't need to be such a large exclusion. Rather, shalosh chatzeros shel shnei batim. It is sufficient to have an exclusion of three little courtyards, each of them having two batim, which is only, possibly, even only six people. Let's just see this Rashi. Rashi says, shalosh chatzeros v'taman v'gezim marvin v'kam rabbi the ishal rabbim v'nasa shal yachid. Again, this is Shittas Rashi, shnis matu, Uchluseha, me'avar b'chayvisei shishim riboy. Meaning, there was a diminishment of the 600,000 to less than that. V'leidam yahashto l'digle midbar, ein ma'arvin eskula, yachad, still you should not include everyone together in Eruv Chatzer Shetuv Mavois, ela im kein, shir chutzala, hamishim diurim, shle ya'arvu ima, there should be at least 50 people excluded, Lemahavi Hekel Irshal Rabim, as a reminder of the implications of an Irshal Rabim, Dalila Arvu Kula, Ela Mavois Mavois, you should be Ma'arad every single Mavoy separately. Meaning once you have 600,000 to include them in the same Shitufi Mavois, that you don't do, but rather you need to be Ma'arad every Mavoy separately. Shimon Amer, Dayoy, Lishargim, Chatzer, Shal, Beis, Beis, Balabatim. It's sufficient to have an exclusion of three Chatzeres with two Batim. And on that, Machlekes, which again we'll see a little bit more in detail in a couple of days from now, Amram Hamabagu Amarav, Halacha Kerem Shimon. So once again, says Rav, we paskin like Rav Shimon. Uman poligalei Rav Yehuda. I vomit Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Allah Rav Yehuda. Didn't you just say before that when there's a machlik, there's a Rav Shimon, you paskin like Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the same answer. My kushya del mehecha de hachana mehecha de itmar, itmar, mehecha de lay itmar, loy itmar. And the truth is, the Gemara is going to say that again, right, in the third attempt. And some Rishonim say, well, you know, what's the having of the Gemara to keep asking questions and say, well, hecha de itmar, itmar, hecha de lay itmar, once we've said it. And different answers are given. Either we say that these questions were posed separately. You know, there's different Amorayim perhaps asked these questions. Not that one Amor was asking the question, received an answer, asked again, received an answer, asked again, received the same answer. That is what some Rishonim say. Other answers given are that, you know, maybe it's a doichak to keep every time being madche with his answer. If you see there's so many exclusions, one time it's an exclusion, two times an exclusion, three times is already a chazaka. You know, we don't like to make so many exclusions, to exclude so many times, that's already a little bit difficult to say. Fine. Says the Gemara, so again, at this stage we're saying we still don't have a raya to Rav Mishash Shita that Lasneo Lahani Klali Ela Miha Disnan. So rather, the source is going to be from the Mishnah later on. Aminiach is basic. Let's just perhaps be maxim for a moment. We know, and we haven't seen so much about Erubi Chatzeres so far. I mean, we were discussing Mechitzas in the beginning, in the first couple of prakim, and Eruv Tchumen in this parak and the previous parak. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeres, we know that the din is that if you have two batim, which they share a common chatzer, even if the whole area is enveloped with mechitzas, nevertheless, there is a requirement to make Eruv Chatzeres, which in essence means that the two balabatim join their food together, they place it in the house of one of the balabatim, and it's considered that they're both living there, and now it's not considered to be that there's several diurim, it's all one big happy family, and so on. That's all good and well when it comes to a Yiddish chatzah, the balabatim of Jews. But let's say you've got nine Jews there, and one non-Jew who lives in the chatzah. So the non-Jew is not able to be mishtatef. But rather, what do we need to do? We need to do schiras rishus. We need to purchase his portion in the chatzer from him. So let's say, I don't know, you've got eight Jews living there, two non-Jews living there. You need to go over to the two non-Jews and purchase their rights in the chatzer. And it's almost like Chazal were hoping that these non-Jews would not be willing to do that. That their hope is that they would not do that. They would think that what is this strange thing you're asking? You want to purchase my rights in the chatzah? And what is this strange thing? And you're willing to, you want to purchase it for a small amount of money? And are you doing some type of trickery or witchcraft or who knows what? And the whole idea was a disincentive that we should not be living with idolaters and so on, lest we come to learn from their ways and so on. So al koponim. The din is you need to do schiras rishus. So what are the implications if the Jew is not there? Let's say a regular case. Ten yidin living in the chatzar, and Reuven is not there for Shabbos. And we never did, Reuven was never mishtatev in the Erev Chatzeres. Do we say, well, he's not here for Shabbos. So if he's not here for Shabbos, his dira does not pose a problem, because that's not considered to be a dira to the extent that he's not here. And so too, what are the implications of the non-Jew who's not there for Shabbos? Do we say, when do we need to do Sefiras Rishus? It's only if the non-Jew is there. If he's not there, he's not there. No problem. So let's see. Elam Yadisan. Haminiach is basically, someone leaves his house, V'halach Lishveiz Be'ir Acheres, and he goes to another ear. And he goes to another ear. Echad nachru bechad Yisrael oiser levnei chatzeirois divi Rebbe Meir. Be it he's a Yisrael, be it he's a nachri, he asers. Rashi says 3 lines down, He has a portion in Chatzavah. Nevertheless, he will answer unless you are ma'arev with him. That is the first opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudayma Eina Oyser. Rabbi Yudah says he does not answer because he's not there. No problem. Rabbi Yisrael, Nachri Oyser, Yisrael Eina Oyser. What's the difference? Because it's very uncommon for the Yisrael to come to Shabbos. I mean, he's limited in his ability to travel. So, Pashtus, if he went to Manchester for Shabbos, then he's not coming to London. There is a discussion how far away, what are we talking about, how far away is it? The Al-Kopanim was saying it's not the derech for him to come on Shabbos. whereas when it comes to the non-Jew, he will ask it because he will take a horse and buggy, or nowadays he'll take his car or a plane, and he will come. If you look at Rashi, five lines down, Nachri Oyser Afa Pisha Eina Beir Shari Yachol Lovay. He could come. The Ein Zeh Siach Lebeisei Min Halev. There was no proper Hesach Hadas Avo Yisrael Mishahalach Mikan. Once the Yid is gone, will he bomb Yer Shabbos? He's left on Friday and he hasn't come back. He Siach Lebeisei Min Halev Kala Shabbos Shari Le Yavik, because he's not going to come back. Kiltach Taman De Les La. Lahach dira bailam dami. It's as if it is a dira without any bailam, and there is no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilo hineach es beisei v'halach lish beisei tzol bitei ba'osei ir einei oyser." I mean, even if he's in the same city, he is in the same city, so he could come back. He could come back. So Rashi says he went lish beisei tzol bitei me'emesh. He went on Friday. Afilu ba'isayir, he's in the very same city. Nevertheless, he does not aser, even though he could come back, because that's considered shakshikvar yisir daitoi. So we have the, again, so how many opinions do we have? I think it's four opinions, right? Opinion number one was, Rabbi Meir said, echad nachri echad yisrael asers. Rabbi Yudah says, both of them do not aser. Rabbi Yisir is mechalek that nachri does, yisrael doesn't. And Rabbi Shimon says, even in the same city, he doesn't answer. The Amar of Chama Baguri Amar Rav Halachik Rav Shimon. So once again, Iman Paligale Rav Yuda, Rav Yuda argues, I have Amar Rav Yuda, Rav Shimon, Halachik Rav Yuda. So Elamai, you see, we don't hold of the Klolim, says Rav Meshashi, and that's my proof. Umay Kusha, Doma Hachanami, Echad Itmar, Itmar, Echad Leitmar, Lai Itmar. Maybe there's an explicit psak of Rav Chama Baguri. But otherwise, we do hold of these klalim. Take four, says my Elam Yehadis Nan. It's from the following Mishnah, V'zeu she'amru ha'ani ma'arev baraglov. So we are going to see later on in Mem Testament days. Remember, we've mentioned there's two ways to do your Erev Tchum, and to acquire new Shvisa. Either you go yourself on Erev Shabbos to the new home, so to speak, your new Makom Shvisa, and you remain there in the Bein HaShemoshes period, or you would send the Shliach with some bread and with whatever it is, some food, and he would place the food down over there. And that is another way of doing it. The question is, which one of the two is the best thing to do? Is one better to do than the other? Is one mutter only in certain instances? So there it speaks about the case of an individual just going and being there. It says the Mishnah of Zeh Shami Ani Ma'arev Baraglov, and it's about this. We said that a Ani of a pauper doesn't have any food is Ma'arev Baraglov. Rabbi Meir Amar Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. It's specifically an Ani. if you look at Rashi, Rashi about 15 lines down. Anu ein lanu sheyachol likne shvisa baraglo b'leirav pas ela ani. Kalei mamishu baderech the einam pas, meaning someone who does not have bread. They don't have bread, so then we will make this halachic concession and we will allow you to be ma'ariv raglav. But really, come on, you want this to be your new home? What, there's such a thing as having a house without any food in it? You know, if the, where is the person's dira? B'makam pitoy, where his pass is. Elamai, it's a special hetzer for an ani or someone who is baba derech and doesn't have food. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ani ve'echad ashir. Nein, it applies even to an ashir. Le'omru ma'arvin v'pas, ela lahakil ala ashir. And the whole concept of being ma'arv with bread is a kula for the ashir, that he does not need to go out himself and wait to hang around in the Bein HaShemashas period. He'll just tell his servant, do me a favor, take this loaf of bread, take this box of matzahs, put it down. I didn't have time to do it myself. Off you go. So that's a kula for an asher. I'm reminding the pasalag of an asher. Yetsay v'yarev v'raglov. So that is those the shitas. O mas nilerim chia bar ashi lechia bar rav. Tami the rav. So chia bar ashi was teaching chia bar rav in front of rav echad ani v'echad asher. V'ameli Rav, and Rav said, Siyim bonami, alach Rav Yehuda. Rav said, you should tell him that we pass him like Rav Yehuda. Now, frek the Gemara, tarzi lomali. Why would Rav need to, if Rav held Rav Yehuda v'mer, alach Rav Yehuda, why would Rav need to tell his Rebbe, the Rebbe of his son, teach my son that we pass him like Rav Yehuda? If that's always Shitas Rav, that whenever you have a machlek as Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Satarati Lomali. Vahamras Rav Meir Rav Yehuda lach Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara Nein, my Kusha. Dilma Rav, less Leila Hanik Loli. So now it's at this stage, even though up until now we were also discussing Rav Chama Bar Gurya B'Shem Rav. Now the Gemara is saying, well, maybe Rav doesn't hold of these klalim. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Rav lesle lahani klali, mishum de Rav lesle ka'amres lesneu. And what, and you're saying because Rav doesn't hold this klalim, that's why you're in Mishash is saying, we don't hold of these klalim, we, Ladina, don't hold of these klalim, just because Rav doesn't hold of it? Nein. Rabbi Yechanan ka'amar lehu. Rabbi Yechanan was the one who said these klalim before. The halacha Rabbi Yechanan. We know that Rav and Rabbi Yechanan halacha Rabbi Yechanan. So don't bring me a riot that we ladina psak halacha don't hold of these klalim because Rav might not hold of it. Okay, maybe Rav doesn't hold of it. But we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. So you still have not demonstrated that we do not hold of these klalim. Says the Gemara, let me hold this now, so it must be from a different mission. Now we leave Erevin. Let me hold this now. And after all, the klolim which was said, were not klolim linked specifically to our Masechta. These are the klolim of Shas. Let me hold this now. Hayivoma leitachlitz v'leitizyavim ad shiula shleisha chadashim. Now we know, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben died without any children. Ashes Reuben falls to Shimon. Now, when do we say that Asher's Reuben falls to Shimon? If, in fact, we know that Reuben doesn't have any children, then maybe Asher's Reuben is pregnant. How will we know that she's not pregnant after 3 months? I mean, maybe nowadays, obviously, you can ascertain pregnancy earlier. But Bizman Chazal, you needed Hooker, Ubra. You needed to be able to see it. And you can usually tell Hooker, Ubra after 3 months. And therefore, you need to wait for 3 months to ensure that she is, in fact, not pregnant. So, says the Mishnah, this Yevama, Ashes Reuben, should not even do Chalitza to Shimon in the first three-month period, Rashi says, because Chalitza's Muberis ain't a Chalitza. It doesn't help. So don't do Chalitza, and certainly don't do Yivam, because Alatzah, that really she's pregnant, then there's an Issa D'Oraisa with a Kareis for Shimon to be Miyabim Eishes Reuven. So obviously you certainly cannot do Yivam. So again, I'm hard to say, Yivam B'Leitam, so let's just Yavim Aj Yula Shleisha Hadashim. Now, that is by a case of Yivam. What about a regular woman? A regular woman, that she was married to someone, and then let's say her husband dies, and so on, and now she wants to remarry. Let's say it's not b'makim yibam shtam, she wants to marry someone else. So says the Mishnah, shar kol anashim lo yinasu. They certainly should not have nisuin, which involves a bia. And not only that, Valayis arsu. They cannot even have stage number one of erusin. Let's just say even kedushay kasef. They can't even do that. Valayis arsu. Ajiyulan shleisha hadashim. And this is ech besulais, whether not the woman is still a besula, whether not she's a beula, whether not echad almanes, echad grushes, echad aruses, echad nesuais. So the Tanakhama says, in all cases, in all situations, I mean, it doesn't say divrei Rabbi Meir, but Rashi says divrei Meir leikar sinan, elastami, it's a stam Mishnah, in which case we would say it's going like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, in all cases, this woman is not allowed to remarry, and she cannot even have stage number one of marriage, she can't even have erusin. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, now let's think about the reason why she shouldn't have, she should have marriage. Meaning a regular woman, let's say if a woman, Ashes Reuven dies, and now she says, you know what, I would like to marry Zvulun. He's not related to me, Stam, I'd like to marry Zvulun. The reason why we say that in the event that you might be pregnant, you shouldn't marry Zvulun, is because there is a din called Havchana, Lahavchin, to distinguish, to differentiate, to know, is the Zera from Reuven, or is the Zera from Zvulun? In other words, imagine, let's say, if Ashes Reuven marries Zvulun after 2 months of her husband's death, and then 7 months later, she gives birth. Well, is the child the product of a 9-month pregnancy from Reuven, or is the child the product of a 7-month pregnancy from Zvulun? We don't know. And there's a din Havchana. So Tanakhama says, don't do anything, not even erusin, nothing. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if she is a nesua, and she's had bia, and she might be pregnant, well, yes, arusu, we can at least allow her to have erusin, nothing wrong with that. And if she's only arusa, if she's only an arusa, yinasu, there's no reason why she can't have nesuin. Chutz mi arusa should be yudim nishali begas, the exception being if she's an arusa in Yehuda, because at times they actually had bia in the stage of erusin. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol anashim yis arusu. Rabbi Yosi disagrees with both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi says, kol hanashim yis arusu. All women can have erusin. So he disagrees with the Tanakhama, who asks all women to have erusin. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who matters an arusa to have nesuin. And he says, no, all women can have erusin, chutzmin almana, except for an almana, mimneha eva, because she obviously needs to sit shiva, and so on. The amrinim, Rabbi Elazar, le'al lebe medrash. Rabbi Elazar didn't go to the base medrash one day, ashkechel ravasi, fan ravasi, davi koyim, Amalei, my Amar Bei Midrash, what do they say in the base medrash today? Amalei, Achiam Rabbi Yechon Halachik Rabbi Yosi. He said, we pass in like Rabbi Yosi in Mismach Leikis Tanoim. And the next line is a little bit difficult. It says the Gemara Michlal, the Yechida Talikalei. Do you mean to say that only one other Shita disagrees with him? Meaning to say, because if there'd be more than one other opinion which would disagree with Rabbi Yosi, it wouldn't make sense to paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Now, we have a bit of a problem here, because if you recall, on Mem Vav Amud Beis, Rashi's Girsa, if you look at Rashi, smack dab in the middle of Mem Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaskal Rav Asi Amar Halacha. Rashi says, Halacha Mamishkam Rav Yaakov, Rav Zrika, Lemigma, Maisim, Nei, Umevet, Kirabi Akiva, Echadei Yachad Palagalei, We said before that we actually paskin like Rabbi Yosi even against the Rabbim. So why is the Gemara saying over here, oh, from the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, it must be that only a single person disagrees with him. Why? But didn't we say before that we passed on Rabbi Yossi, even Mihavei Rav? So some of Shainim taka because of this, have the Giris and Membavim and Veis, Mihavei Roy. We're only passing like him against the one. Tasis and Membavim and Veis, second to last Tasis, Rabbi Yossi Mihavei Rav, aye, frek Tasis Akasha. The Hodam, the Kaman, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Allah Rabbi Yossi Mihal Dichido, Poly Alei, Asya, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. Menetesis understands that there's a difference between Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zerika, who say that we pass Rabbi Yossi Mechavei Rav, and Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, who says we pass Rabbi Yossi Mechavei Roy. That is the way Tesis resolves it. Al Chavonim, the Gemara is saying, well, Mashma, that we only, there's only a Yachid who disagrees. We say in, yeah, it's true, Takavatani, after all we learned, if a woman was constantly in her father's house, she wasn't hanging out with her husband. She was angry with her husband. All these cases where bia did not take place, or even if it took place, there cannot be a viable pregnancy. He was imprisoned. Or a woman who miscarries. In all these cases, even though there is no concern of pregnancy whatsoever, they all need to wait 3 months.
Why is it that they have to wait 3 months? I mean, there is no way that she can be pregnant, or she can be...
Correct. So, 100% right. There's no real reason to wait. We'll see why in 2 seconds. Very good. They all need to wait for 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Divrei Meir. If you look around, she's about 7 lines from the bottom. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Alma Rabbi Meir, who degozer by he, the pshitel and the enemu beres. Rabbi Meir is the one, note the word, degozer, who makes a gezeira, even on women who don't have the capacity of being pregnant. Well, then Arusa, and the same would apply to a Arusa, to an Arusa. We'll see. So that is the remer of year. You see, matter li ares fili nasimiyad. He matters to have Arusin and Nisuin immediately. Now we say, Lomali, Vamas of Mer of Yasi, Halacha Kribyasi. So if there's only one single Tana arguing on Rabbi Yossi, namely Rabbi Meir, why did Rabbi Yechon need to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Why did Rabbi Yechon need to say we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Elamai, it must be, we don't hold the klalim of, it must be like Rabbi Mishashi said, that we don't hold of those klalim. And that's the Gemara, no. Umay Kusha. Dilma la fuki midrav Nachman. The Amishmuel, the Amar Halachic Rabbi Meir, Big Zeresov. Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that we pass it like Rabbi Meir in his Gezeres. So you're right, Victor, there's no real reason why Rabbi Meir should forbid such a union from taking place to the extent that she's not pregnant. But Rabbi Meir, nevertheless, makes a gzeira. He makes a gzeira. These women are to other cases, so there shouldn't be any confusion. And he always says you need to wait for 3 months, so that there shouldn't be any problem. So you might have thought we pass him like Rabbi Meir. That's why Rabbi Yochanan needed to say we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So we still don't have a proof to Rabbi Mishashi's statement that we don't hold of these klalim. Says the Gemara, Ella says the Gemara Miha. Ella Miha de Tanya, right from a Bryce. This is the first Bryce we're quoting. Hochin li yirichal nachrim valit from a hen at the hema vavadim ushvachis batim sotisikramim. You're allowed to go to a fair. And Rashi explains that this yirid was done around the time of their festivals. And you're allowed to make these purchases. Aye, if you purchase in close proximity to the festival, to an idolatrous festival, maybe the goyim will go and be moideh to their God and say, I was successful in business because of you. And they will praise their God. And if so, you yourself have been over the Isser of the Shame Elohim Achirim Lisa Skiruli Shama Al Picha. So says Rashi in the Ramaschal Yerid, Shukt Hanikbali and Chag Shalitikam Velikman Batim Salis Mipneishim and Matin. Either we allow the purchase, not the sale, but the purchase, because we are diminishing their assets. Inami Mishim Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Or it's a hatter in order to establish Eretz Yisrael. So what does it say? You can do these things with Kosev Umala Bar Koshlehen, and you can write them down, and if need be, you can go to their courts, even though you're not supposed to usually go to Goisha courts. Why can you do this? Meneishu Kamatz Lamiyadam, because it's a Hatzalah of your money. Vimhaya Koyein Matame Mahutz La'aretz. The Koyein can enter Eretz Ha'amim, where they were goes to Tuma, Ladun, Ula Arer Imayana, to go and dispute things, Ugajim Shematama Mahutzlaz, Kachmatama Bebesa Kvaris, so to be Nitzman, a Besa Kvaris, Fakim Besa Kvaris, like a Taitach, Tumidia Raisi, Elano, Bebesa Pras, the Rabban, he can go into a Besa Pras that we allow him to do, U Mitama Lisa Isha, so to can go to Eretz Amim to get married, Lo Mitaira, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, says Rebbe Yehuda, Amosai, when can he go to a different country to learn? When can he leave Eretz Yisrael? Bizman she'ein meitze lilmaid. Avo meitze lilmaid. If you can find a good rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, lo yadama. He should not go to Chutz La'aretz. Rebbe Yosi Omer, now even if there's an amazing rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, massive Talmud Chacham, av bizman she'meitze lilmaid nami, Yitama, he can leave. She'ein min hakol zeicha adam lilmaid. Because a person does not merit to learn necessarily from the greatest Talmud Chacham. Says Rashi, ein adam zeicha lilmaid mikol melamdov. Yej rav shenishnasi stura befiv. V'shein letamidav derach katzara. Says Rashi, there's some rabbonim who use brevity. And through the brevity, the Talmidim are able to understand. Whereas if it's very long, then the Talmidim don't understand. Al kopanim, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Ma'isa Rabbi Yosi, Vakein Shalach Eitzel Rabbi Letzi. Then he went to Chutz La'aretz L'Matera. And on that, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Alachak Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yechanan himself said, we pass him like Rabbi Yosi, Lamali. I, Vamas reviewed the Rabbi Yosi Lach Rabbi Yosi, didn't Rabbi Yehan himself say that when there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi meeting with Pasuk like Rabbi Yosi, Elamai, it must be we don't hold with these klalim. Amar Abaya, no, it's just Sagat Echamina Hanimili B'mas Nisan. Maybe these are only rules which were established in Mishnayis. Avo Bebraisa Emaloi. Maybe the rule does not apply in a Braisa. Now, why would we think the rule doesn't apply in the Braisa? Whatever the Pshat is, like we saw in Rebbe Elchanan, either the Pshat is that Rebbe Yochanan noted all of the Machlekesim and saw that Rebbe Yosi was correct every time he argued with Rebbe Yehuda, why would it make a difference if it's a Mishnah or Braisa? And so too, if the Pshat is that Rebbe Yochanan felt Rebbe Yosi was a bigger Chacham than Rebbe Yehuda, why would it make a difference if it's in a Mishnah or a Braisa? So Rashi addresses this question in his Pirish. Says Rashi four lines down. Avo bebraisa dilma ichlif derebiuda ledrebiyasi. Udrebiyasi ledrebiuda. And therefore, emalei lismich Allah. Meaning we know that a Braisa is not as authoritative as a Mishnah. And therefore, who's to say that it's actually reliable in the names? Maybe the names are incorrect. Therefore, maybe you cannot rely on it. That's why he needed to say what he said, Kamash Malon, and so on. So, Tachlis, so what did Rav Mishash mean to say? Some have the gears and the gears. It says, Ella Rav Mishashia, Lesnei Olahani Klali Minole. So, where did Rav Mishash get what he's getting? So, he said, he said, Elachikam Rahani Klali Lav Divrei HaKol Ninu. They're not Divrei HaKol. Taharav lest layani klali. Because as we saw before, a few times, b'shem Rahamav Aguri, b'shem Rav, and so on, Rav does not necessarily hold of his klalim. So that's all he meant to say. We, the ganze Welt, there is no unanimity with this statement. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. You see that Rav doesn't necessarily hold of that. It's not a davar muskim. Good. Okay, we go back. Now remember, we had in the Mishnah, we said a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Nuri. We had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Nuri. And the Chachamim as to what do we say by Nechsi Hefker? Do we say Nechsi Hefker or Kena Shvisa? Yes or no? The Rabbi Nuri said that Nechsi Hefker are, the Machlokes in the Mishnah was regarding an Adam who was asleep. Is he Kena Shvisa? The Rabbi Nuri said yes. Chachamim said no. And the question was why? Is it because he says Nechsi Hefker is Kena Shvisa? And therefore the Adam is no worse? Or does he say Nechsi Hefker is not Kena Shvisa, but it's a special din by Adam, being that if he's awake, he's able to be Kena Shvisa, so too, if he is asleep, he's Kena Shvisa. So now the Gemara says like this, Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Cheftze Nachri. What about the possessions of a Nachri? Ein Kenyan Shvisa. There is no Kenyan Shvisa. What would that mean practically, says Rashi, about 10 lines down? Ein koinen shisa, laharei ein karagli kol adam. If so, they are like the ragli kol adam, the imbo minchutz letchom, letechatchom, motelay lichen lachol ruach. There are no restrictions whatsoever with the chafotzim of the non-Jews, even if they came from outside of the tchom. Whichever person takes them, they would take on the same dinim as the Bailam himself. That is the statement of Rav Yehuda Mashmul. So says the Gemara, who is he saying this according to? According to which shita was it necessary for Rav Yehuda Mashmul to speak this out? Ilayma l'rabbanan pshita. Hash nechavtzei hefker delaslu Bailam ein kenen shvisa. They have no bailam on them whatsoever, and there is no halachic impediment and reason to say that they shouldn't be kena shvisa, and still they're not kena shvisa. Chavtzi nachri de islu bailam, there is another bailam, and because of the ownership of the bailam, that is a reason to say there's no kenyan shvisa. Chavtzi nachri de islu bailam, boy. So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chefze Nachri de Islu Bailim Vahare Ein Kamoisin Ubaaleim Leslu Shvisa, and their Bailim don't have a Shvisa. The Lav B'nei Shvisa Ninu, the Bailim are not B'nei Shvisa. So if the Bailim are the Bailim of the objects, for sure there's not going to be a Shvisa on them. Ella, rather, Ali Rabbi Yechim Nuri. It must be that he was saying this statement within the shita of Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. The Kamash Malan, the following. Ey, marda am Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, kainin shvisa, ani minichavtzei hefker. Like we said, when he came out in the previous sugya, that he holds that the reason why the Yisrael who's asleep is kainin shvisa, because it's no different than chavtzei hefker. So when did he say there's a shvisa dafka by hefker? The leslu bailim of chefzei nachri, the islu bailim loy. So it comes out, Rav Yehuda Mashmul said a statement, and the chiddush was necessary within the shita of Shmuel. Ragdi Gemara Kasha, Meizvei, Shimon Laza Oimer, Hashel Kliman Anachri B'Yomt. A person borrows an item from a non-Jew on Yomt. The chein, Hamashel Anachri Kliman of Yomt. You lend him an item before Yom Tov, it was Yom Tov, and he returns it to you on Yom Tov. You lend him an item 3 months ago, or an Erev Yom Tov, whenever it was, and on Yom Tov itself, he gives it back to you. The Akeinim Va'Oitzrois, which Rashi says is referring to where you took Paris and you made them into a Oitzar. The Gersa, some of the Gersa, the Gersa Tzunim, Peres Shasom Eitzar. Peres, which you kind of turned into an Eitzar, and so on. Sheshav Subaseha Trum, in all these cases that they were Shavas within the Trum Shavas. The din is Yesh Lahen Alpayim Ama Lechol Ruach. So again, what do you see over here? You are borrowing a keli from a non-Jew on Yom Tov. And it says that they have 2,000 amas in all directions. And so too it says, because it's come outside of the tchum of the goy, clearly implying that the goy has a shvisa. So it seems to imply that the items of the nachri are kena shvisa. So, we can say that it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And we'll say that just like Nechsei Hefker is Kaina Shvisa, so too Nechsei Nachri is also Kaina Shvisa. Eli Yamre is Kazav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yechavtsei Nachri ain't Kaina Shvisa. So who's it going like? We're going to be stuck. Hamani, Le Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, and certainly not the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan said Nechsei Hefker doesn't have Shvisa, even though there's no Bailim, for sure they would say Nechsei Nachri, there's no Shvisa. So it must be that Shita Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is that Nechsei Nachri is Kaina Shvisa. Says the Gemara, you're right. Le'elam Kesav Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Chachzi Nachri, Kaina Shvisa Taka. That is the Shita. And we'll say that this Braisa of Rabbi Shimon Lazar is going like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. And Chafzi Nachri is Kenan Shvisa. The Shmuel who said Chafzi Nachri ain't Kenan Shvisa, the Amak Rabbanon. He's going like the Rabbanon. Ah, Yarkasha, Udagamas Rabbanim Shita. It's obvious because you said Madach Nechsei Hefker, where there's no Bailim, there's no Shvisa. Obviously, Nechsei Nachri, where there is Bailim for sure, there's no Shvisa. You had that Kasha. Udugamas Rabbanim Shita. No. Madachim Gzeira, Bailim de Nachri, Otu Bailim de Yisrael. Tamash Malan. You might have thought that we make a Gzeira and we say that we will treat the items of a non-Jew as if it has a shvisa, gzeira, otu, the nechsei di Yisrael. Kamash malan, we do not say that. So it comes out, according to what we're saying now, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is saying what he's saying in the Rabbanan. Avad, it comes out, so it comes out according to Shmuel, the Rabbanan, there's no shvisa, nechsei hefker, nechsei nachri, it's not kind of shvisa. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, both Nechsei Hefker and Nechsei Nachri, there is Shvisa. That's what comes out according to this. And that the Gemara says now, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Vashim Rabbi Yochanan, Chefzei Nachri, Kaidin Shvisa, Gzeira Bailam de Nachri, Atu Bailam de Yisrael. Hitaka says that we do make this Gzeira. You thought, right? I mean, we said in Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, you might have thought to make a Gzeira, Kamash Mon Shmuel, you don't. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, you actually do make a gzeira, and that's how we paskin, that the Chefzei Nachri are Kena Shvisa, we make this gzeira Nachri Atu Yisrael. Let's just say a couple more lines. Hanu Dichri da Asu leMavrachta. There were these goats which came to Mavrachta. And this took place on a Yom Tov. So again, these rams that which came to Mavrachta, Sharu Lahu Rava Livne Mechaiza Lemizva Minayu. So Rava allowed people from a different town, not from Mavrachta, to buy these rams. Sharu Rava Livne Mechaiza Lemizva Minayu. It was a Yom Tov, and it was obviously done in a way which you're allowed to purchase on Yom Tov, as we've seen, not to mention the Schum and the Midah and the minion and so on, but he allowed them to purchase it. Now this came from outside of the Tchum. So Amalei Ravina La Rava Amai Daitach Dam Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Chefzei Nachri Ein Kein and Shvisa, and therefore there is no halachic restriction on these Elim, even if they came outside of the Tchum. But one second, V'Hashmuv Rabbi Yochanan Lach Rabbi Yochanan, And Rabbi Yochanan says, we do say Nechse Nachri Arkayna Shvisa, Gzeira Atu Yisrael. Yeah. V'amrim Chiyabara Bar Avinam Rabbi Yochanan Chefse Nachri Kainan Shvisa, Gzeira Bailam Not Denachri Atu Bailam Di Yisrael. So Rava was forced to retract. They can only be sold to the local townsfolk of Mavrachta, but not to the people from outside of Mavrachta. Because the whole Mavrachta is considered to be like Dalad Amis. If you look at Rashi, about 59 on the bottom, So it came into this ear with mechitzas, and therefore the whole ear is like Dalad, but people from another city, mechiza, that they're not able to do. Okay, we will.